On the show today, a winter storm warning that looks like it might actually stick this time. Merry Main Street is coming up. Some extra good reasons to feel great about living in Frisco. And the Weekend Roundup. I'm Scott Ellis, your host for Episode 1 of the Frisco Podcast. So you might have caught yourself thinking, hey, it's a nice day out. It's December 4th. It's 75 degrees in Frisco. Doesn't get much better than that, right? Well, unless you've been living under a rock, you might have already heard that the weather is about to change. And unlike the last winter storm, they're saying this time they're going to get it right. Now, well, remains to be seen, but it's looking like all signs are pointing to some pretty nasty weather rolling into Frisco this weekend. So get ready, because that might wreak havoc on some of the things that we have coming up this weekend around the city. In particular is Merry Main Street on Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. Now, it's going to actually get pretty cold starting tomorrow. So today our high was 75. Tomorrow it's looking like it's going to be around 38. By Friday evening, it's going to get down to a low of 19 and not any higher than about 28 on Saturday. So Saturday evening at around 5 to 9, when the Frisco Merry Main Street is going on in Frisco Square, it's probably going to be pretty cold. Everything we're hearing is it's still on. That's not going to change. So just bundle up, bundle the kids up, get out there and enjoy it. But be ready, because it's going to be chilly. Now, there have been several stories that have come out over the last few days that ought to make us all feel really good about living in Frisco. The first of those stories came to us from reader Margie Wallace, who sent this to us via email and was telling us that the Centennial High School Titan football team actually went out to the UIL marching competition to support the Centennial High School marching band. They came in jerseys, they sat in a group, they were shouting cheers to these guys. I'm kind of speechless, because I know when I was in high school, the band was always there supporting the football team. Either they were actually getting out on the field at halftime, or they were in the stands playing music. I don't ever remember the football team going out to support the band. Totally classy move, you guys. Everyone on the Centennial High School football team and part of that program, congratulations. That is a very cool thing to do. And I can only imagine how much everybody in the band really appreciated you guys coming out. So very cool. We've actually, we're working on getting some pictures. I think Margie was pulling some together for us, and we'll try to get those up on the Facebook page. The next story that we ran across was Frisco being named the best place to raise an athlete. And in particular, that was a lead into a story on Tyler Sampson. And we're actually going to be doing a story on Tyler as well. So we'll come back around to talking about that a little bit more. But if you are a parent and you have a child that is involved in sports, Frisco is the best place to raise an athlete. So good on you for being here. The other final story we had that was really a good one, too, from the Dallas News via Movoto.com, that's M-O-V-O-T-O.com, naming Frisco as the best city to move to in the country. Now, our neighbor, McKinney, came in at a close second, so we're glad to be in good company there. But yeah, Frisco came in at number one. Number of good communities around the country, but Frisco, the best place to move to. So congratulations again. We just kind of keep rocking it, you know? Let's keep it real. The Small Business Saturday came and went last weekend, and if you've already been watching us on social media, you know that we were really promoting that hard. We're big, big advocates of local businesses. We want to support them any way that we can, and we are encouraging you guys to do the same. So as you're out there Christmas shopping, think about heading to some local businesses. The mall is great. There's a lot of good shops there, but any chance you get, there's some fantastic boutiques around town, other small shops. When you want to stop in for coffee, you know, we hit Coffee and Cream there at El Dorado and Legacy all the time. There's a lot of good local businesses that need your business and need your support. If you're looking for local businesses that you can go shopping at, you want some ideas, go out to lifestylefrisco.com/shopping, and there'll be a whole bunch of different businesses listed there. And I think right now about the second post down is a shopping guide for the 2013 season. Now, clearly we couldn't cover every single business in Frisco yet to this point. So if you happen to be a business owner, or there's a business out in Frisco that you really love and it's a local business, let us know about it. We'll get them added to the list, and we will get a future post scheduled on doing them. We are happy to cover any Frisco business we can. All right, so let's get into the weekend events roundup. And this will be kind of an abridged version of what we've got coming out in the usual weekend roundup post. But there are a couple of good things that are notable this weekend. In particular, as we talked about earlier, Merry Main Street, which will be happening in Frisco Square as a part of Christmas in the Square. It's a big deal. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on. There's going to be some shopping specifically for kids. And I think they said that everything that's in this little shopping bazaar for kids is under $5. So if they want to go do their own shopping for mom and dad, you know, you can kind of let them run loose for a little while. Of course, there's going to be ice skating and all kinds of activities for the family. So the weather's going to be tough. It's going to be cold, but bundle up, come on out and enjoy the Merry Main Street in Frisco Square. The lights are still going. They will be going through January 4th. And then we've got some live music coming up on Thursday night. Panic Station is playing at the pub in Frisco. The pub in Frisco is a great place to see some live music. We haven't done a write-up on them yet, but we will in the near future. And then we've got Vandell Andrew playing at Crossroads Winery on Thursday night. And I think that starts around 8 o'clock as well. If you haven't been out to Crossroads Winery or you're not familiar with them, that's a little hidden gem right here in Frisco. I would really recommend looking them up on us on Lifestyle Frisco. Just do a search for Crossroads. You'll find them. And head on out to their little venue there. It's kind of a little out of the way, and it's kind of borderline Frisco Little Elm. But they've got a fantastic location, completely unassuming from the outside. But once you get inside, it's cozy and it's nice. And it's actually a fairly big room, but it still feels nice and warm inside. And they get some great live music. They've got some wine that they make right here in Frisco. And it's just a very enjoyable place to go. Great place to hang out with friends. If you've got somebody coming in from out of town, you want something different to do, go check out Crossroads Winery. I would say most of the music that they get is kind of jazz-oriented. I listened to a little bit of Vandell stuff today, and sounds like a killer sax player. So if you're looking for something to do on Thursday night, there you go. Friday night, we have the Frisco Improv Players at the Black Box Theater inside the Frisco Discovery Center. Totally family-friendly improv show. Tickets are $12. Go check them out if you get a chance. And then on Saturday, we've got the Texas Legends versus the Austin Toros. So if you're into basketball, and even though I live in Frisco, I grew up in Indiana, so I'm a big hoops guy. We might just see you there. 7 p.m., Dr. Pepper Arena. If you happen to be just now finding us, you can always sync up with us on Facebook. We're very, very active there. Facebook.com/LifestyleFrisco. Or if you're a Twitter person, we are at LS Frisco. And you can find us at a few other places, too. We do some stuff on LinkedIn and Google+. And then last but not least, this is episode 1 of the Frisco podcast. We will be doing this on a weekly basis to start with. If you guys like it and we get some good traction, then we're going to start doing it a little bit more frequently. But for now, the plan is to do it on a weekly basis, coming out every Thursday. And it won't always just be me. We're actually going to have Wendy usually here doing the weekend roundup, and then we will get some other folks to come on as guests on a periodic basis. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things related to Frisco. So we'll be reaching out to some of the members of City Council to bring them on board and talk about what's happening with the city. We've got some tech folks that are going to come on board and talk to us about home and kind of what's happening in the world of technology and how that relates to those of us living in a place like Frisco. If you happen to be a business owner in Frisco and you got a good story to tell or something you want us to help get out there, let us know. We might just have you as a guest on the show as well. Don't be afraid to reach out. We want to hear from you guys. We are here for you, Frisco. So in the meantime, I am Scott Ellis. I will be your host of the Frisco podcast. And you can check us out online at lifestylefrisco.com. Otherwise, I will talk to you next week.